And welcome back to another episode of On a Related Note Podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
What's up, Mia? What do you want to talk about to start?
Well, first, this is my fidget toy. Fidget friend for the episode.
Fidget friend is nice.
Yeah, it's a star that I've got. I've had since one of my AP English classes. I don't remember which one, but it got me through that exam. I was torturing this poor thing during that exam, but, you know, it did the job. My fun little story time. I told you already, but I had a dream last night that actually quite a few things happened in that dream, but I only remember the last segment where I was seeing through the eyes of some rogue journalist who is parkouring through the streets of some futuristic city, but like the people were dressed like they were from the 1890s of like London. I don't know. It was an odd mix of themes. But the police were after him and he was scaling buildings, climbing through windows. It was crazy chase. And then in the end, he flew through the window of this bookshop. it was like he gripped the top of the window frame and like flung his legs in first. It was really cool. And there was just people in there like, oh, what's going on? And the police breaks through the doors. So turns out they were after him because of something illegal that he did during his investigation. Like he went underground, undercover for something, and that he got found out. So while he was running, he knew he was about to get caught. So he pulls out several sheets of like strips of paper and just starts tossing it everywhere. People was like, oh, what's that? And they grab it. And it's whatever research that he had found when he was undercover. And they were all like, oh, no way. And basically, he probably got arrested, but honestly, he's the winner in the end because he got out what he had to get out. He revealed some sort of flaw in the system, I'm assuming. And honestly, he's a G. So
good. Yeah, good for him.
Good for him. And I think that was pretty much how the dream ended. And I was just like, wow. Wow. Yeah. What about you? Anything going on? Anything you've seen? Anything you've experienced in the past week?
Yeah, in the past week. At work, this guy, random customer, he just seemed like a character off the bat. So, those people, because I work in retail, you always kind of, there are people who surprise you, but there are people, you can see something is like strange is going to start happening. So, yeah, he walked up to me. He was like, is there a manager here? And I was like, yes, one moment. So I called for a manager. She came over, and while we were waiting for her to come over, though, he asked me, tell me something positive. And I thought, and I was like, whoa, it was actually kind of harder than I expected, which, yikes.
Not a positive thought in your brain.
Right, like, I mean, and then I was also put on the spot. So anyway, yeah. He was like, tell me something positive. And I was like, and he was like, don't think so hard about it, just let it come to you. So the manager came, he asked her if she knew this one person he was looking for. She was like, no. But there was another manager in the store. So she called her over and she knew who the guy was talking about. So they went off and had a conversation. But before he left, he came and asked me, did you think of anything? And I was like, only thing that's coming to mind is earlier today, I saw a stuffed cow in a tree. And I thought it was cute. So I feel like that's positive. And he was like, you saw a cow in a tree? I was like, yeah. He was like, huh. And it was neatly placed in the tree or whatever. But he was like, you know what? That is positive then. Thank you for telling me something positive. I was like, sure, anytime. And then he also left me with the like, you know, if there's anything you can do to help somebody, run, don't walk to do it. Like, you know, look out for each other. Always encourage people. So like it was some positive stuff he was saying. It was some like, he was a good guy. He was just strange about it, which doesn't seem that shocking. But yeah, that's my little story time to start the episode.
I should have kept my cow fidget friend.
Your cow fidget friend is a little bit loud, so the star will have to do for the day.
And Bricky coming back in another episode.
Yeah, so that's that. Today's topic, what's today's topic?
So today we were inspired to scour the internet for crazy, shocking, wild, or just interesting stories via our friends, Reddit, Quora, or otherwise. Mm-hmm. I actually never knew how you said that word. Quora. Like, I've never heard anyone say it, I don't think. I always said Kiora. Because, like, I think Q-U, like, queen. So I'll be like, Kiora. But I don't know. English is weird. What does Kiora even mean? Anyway. Oh, I hear
you. So, do you want to start? Do you have one that's, like, you're itching to be like, let's get into this, or no?
I mean, I'm not itching, but I will. Mm-hmm. I'll start. The one that kind of made me think about searching for these things. I had heard this one before, but I was appalled a little. So I remembered it and I was like, I got to hunt this down because this dude's crazy. But anyway, or the scenario was crazy. So this is from the Reddit thread. Am I the a-hole? You know, what a wonderful place to start.
That's going
to
be where most of
that's
them
that's where a lot from. Of them are from. Am I the a-hole for refusing to RSVP to my sister's wedding because I'm required to write an application essay just to attend?
Huh?
Oh, and it starts off with, yeah, I know this sounds insane, but I'm living in it. So here we go. So my sister is getting married next February. Mind you, this was written in 2020, so height of COVID. Destination wedding, no less. I have doubts whether this wedding is actually going to happen with the pandemic and everything, but she is totally set on moving forward. Anyways, because of the pandemic, her original venue has made her cut down on guests because they're cutting capacity by half. As a result, she's sending out re-invites that asks everyone to RSVP again. But in order to figure out who to invite and who to cut, she's asking all confirmed guests to submit two 250-word essays to two questions. The gist is that they'll use these essays to choose who can come or not based on people's enthusiasm. People who don't write the essays at all will be automatically disqualified. I just feel really insulted by all of this. The questions aren't even pandemic related. It's broad topics like, why do you still want to celebrate this day with us? And what will attending our wedding mean to you specifically? So she's blatantly looking for people to kiss ah and tell her why they really want to go. Anyways, I told her in advance, I'm not writing 500 words on why I need to attend her wedding, spend my own money on plane tickets and hotels, and buy her a present. This has really rubbed her and my parents the wrong way. She said that to keep things fair, if I don't fill out the RSVP correctly, I won't be saved a spot. I said, fine with me. Then my parents said, if I don't show up, I'm going to be in big trouble with all our relatives, so just write the essays. So, am I the a-hole if I stay stubborn on this? I'm already annoyed at the thought of spending thousands and coming home to quarantine, but I will not belt out 500 words on how this is totally my choice.
Did the OP post their age?
They said in an edit right after that, I'm 27 female. I don't live with family, but she is my only sister.
All right. Well, yeah, let's break this down.
Yeah.
So, being a sibling, you should be excluded from something. Like we can get into how ridiculous the essays are in a second, but, like, you're the sister. First of all, you should be in the wedding party, I would think.
Honestly.
Unless y'all aren't that close, which is fine.
Well, I don't even know if I should assume, because it doesn't imply any relationship, like, dynamic in here. It's just, like, this is my sister just getting married. So, in the case where they're not close, then I can see why the sister might try to press this onto her at the same level as everyone else, but at the same time as your sister.
If I was just a friend of this person, like just an acquaintance, but we're close enough that she would have invited me in the first place, and then she wants me to write specifically 250 words for each question, I would feel like it's really not a lot of trouble. It's the principle of, you want me to do what to come to your wedding? You right. can just take me off the list because, girl, I'm not doing all of that.
Like, how happy will you be at my wedding? And then, I can write 250 words on that? Like,
yeah, wild. That's just an odd way to go about cutting your list down. Like, it would be hard to cut it down because it probably took a lot to get the list in the first place. So to have to cut that in half, I understand how difficult that is, but I just think it's an odd approach to make an essay requirement. But I would feel like the person is not the a-hole because if nobody is seeing it from their perspective of why it's ridiculous, why I even have to do it in the first place, and then you have to shell out money, and like, I just feel like wedding etiquette, especially if it's family, you should at least, if you're going to have a destination wedding, then you probably have money. If you mm-hmm. have money, then you should at least be like, I'll pay for half of your plane ticket for you to come because I mean, I'm coming to your wedding. This is not for me, it's for you. And if you don't want me there enough that you would help me get there, I don't know. I feel some type of way about that. But no, I think the person is not the a-hole. Yeah. The sister is weird.
Yeah.
And the parents threatening, you're going to be in big trouble with the rest of the family, is so childish.
I know. So I was like, it's all y'all can go. Year five. Another edit. Sister has framed these essays as surveys, but there's a word limit requirement. So if you don't reach it on the Google Forms, you can't even submit. Parents think this is perfectly reasonable, nice even, because sister is letting everyone have the chance to attend.
Letting everyone. Girl, who are you?
If you're like petty enough to risk the chance of your own sister, assuming that they're not like enemies, attend your wedding, like be a part of your memories and this experience for yourself, just because she don't want to write 500 words on why she want to attend her own sister's wedding, like, you're a little delusional. But you know, the thread was rated not
a-hole. She's Bridezilla a little bit. Just a little bit, because she's not, yeah, she's just a little crazy.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that to you.
Thank you. I would also not do that to you. Like, if, well, first of all, I'm not sure that I would have, in the midst of the pandemic, like, there was still a lot we didn't understand very early on, but
I would have been upset if I was already planning it, like, 2018, you know, we're gonna, or like the beginning of 2019, we're gonna get married next year, let's start planning now. And then COVID hit, I would have been like, you know what?
Yeah, I honestly don't know what I would have done, but I wouldn't have made people write an essay to confirm how much they want to come, yeah, so that they can make the list. Like,
Have a Zoom wedding.
Zoom wedding. I was just about to say that. Oh my God.
Like 200 Zoom rectangles. That sounds so chaotic.
Actually, my just live stream. It doesn't have to be a Zoom meeting, because I'm not gonna be interacting with y'all. So just a regular live stream is fine.
I'm weak. What an era.
Man.
My Twitch wedding, guys.
I mean, that's kind of fire,
probably,
bro.
Probably happened already. Not going to lie.
Put bouquets in the chat.
Yo, send the heart emojis and bouquets in the chat. And like, oh, little, the gift boxes, the presents.
Yeah, oh, put a hype train. Like, some start cakes. A hype train. Oh, my God.
They send
like
a bunch of food emojis because of the reception.
No, that sounds really fun.
Let's do it.
But yeah, since your story started off being wedding, I actually have a wedding one that I found. Oh no.
We'll start off with wedding.
So this is basically just crazy wedding stories from Reddit.
Silly wabbit. Silly wabbit. Tricks are freaking. Oh, it's me at that sister trying to make her sister write essays.
So this one is, it's not as bad as far as like, oh, that's ridiculous. This one, you'll see. So, would I be the a-hole for having a vegetarian-only wedding? So this person and their fiance are both in their 30s. They're getting married in a couple months. This is from 10 hours ago. So this is a current issue that they're having. They're getting married in a couple months. They need to finalize their menu choices for their guests. The couple to be married are vegetarian. In general, we're pretty relaxed vegetarians. If we go out, we don't mind if our family or friends choose meat or fish to eat. Same if we visit family. As long as there's a veggie option, then great. Now back to the wedding. On looking at the choices, it's given our day. Wait, and given it's our day, we thought it would be nice to have a fully vegetarian menu. The person is 32 and a female, the original poster. Their parents are paying for the meal and have been absolutely stunned by this choice to make it all vegetarian. They say it's disrespectful to people who aren't in the vegetarian culture, and also disrespectful to her own values in terms of ensuring our friends have a nice time. They say it's forcing our ethics on other people. My viewpoint, the OP's viewpoint, is it's only one meal on our day, where I'm sure it will be delicious whatever they're served. None of our friends have ever complained when coming to our house for vegetarian food, but my parents say it's different at a wedding because people expect luxury food, especially if they're traveling from abroad, which many of their guests are. And apparently this needs to include meat. I don't know who this person is, but I'm honestly Natalie Imbruglia'd or torn on this. Personally, I don't mind that much if our guests eat meat, but it's inconsistent with our own life choices and it's our day. So that could make it feel inauthentic. And I think the whole focus on meat thing is quite generational. My parents are in their 60s. My fiance agrees with me, but the issue is my parents are very kindly paying for the meal. Would I be the a-hole if I got everyone only vegetarian food? Now, I feel like I agree with them that it's just one meal. Mm-hmm. And when people think of vegetarian food, even now that we've been exposed to vegetarianism enough in like popular media that we should know that it's not just salads or like it's, and it's not the same as veganism. So you can just have, so someone in the comments suggested like just have Italian food. You could have cheese lasagna. You could have like there are dishes that you can have that don't have meat, or like an eggplant parmesan or something like that, because that could mm-hmm. be fancy. But like you have filling options that aren't just rabbit food or whatever people want to say.
I feel like the parents are thinking about rabbit food, because you can present food, like any type of food, in so many ways. And you can make that vegetarian meal look like 5-star Michelin meal. Like,
and taste like it too.
And taste like it. I've seen videos of people eating veggie burgers without knowing they were veggie burgers, and they were tearing it up without thinking, oh, this isn't meat. And like, it wasn't like a harsh prank. Like their friends weren't like, ha ha ha, you just ate this for the first time in your life. Like it wasn't that deep. It was just like, you just ate a veggie burger. How'd you like it? And they're like, oh.
Right.
So I'm like, honestly, I don't know if it's wrong to like just not tell your guests like, oh, you know, here's the food, and they just assume it's meat because it looks like it. Mm-hmm. I feel like they probably should just mention it because it's their life choice and this is their way.
You mean the couple?
Yeah. Like, I feel like they probably shouldn't hide that, oh, it's a vegetarian.
And they wouldn't.
I don't think they would, because they sound like they're proud of their yeah, life.
They, I mean, but the people.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the guests probably won't even think it's a big deal. How old? Did they say their ages?
The original poster is 32. So a 32-year-old like woman.
It's probably friends and family. They probably have a lot of friends their age. I feel like they won't really care.
Now, their parents are paying for it.
I know.
And if her parents are upset about it, this is certainly an issue. Don't think it's a big deal, because they don't see vegetarian food as being luxury, whatever luxury is supposed to be. But I think they just need to, like, the original poster and their fiance just need to be like, these are some options. This is how they could be presented. Like, just show them, because again, it's not a secret that they're vegetarian. They've had friends and family over for regular old meals where the couple eats their vegetarian food and everybody else eats whatever food they want. And they've also had family over for all vegetarian food. So it's not like,
I don't think it's that crazy.
They would not be the a-hole for having a vegetarian menu, because that gives other people a chance to experience something different. New. And yeah. Like the person said, it's authentic to them to have vegetarian food at the wedding. And it's one night. Like, it's not even one day. It's one night. And you're going to have cake and other stuff. Like, you're not going to be, like, if you come to a wedding, this is the reception, starving, that's your fault. So, like, if you're like, oh, all I'm going to eat is an eggplant with some tomato sauce on it all night and then wedding cake, I'm going to be hungry when I leave. Like, you need to have an open mind about it. And I think that the OP is not the a-hole. The parents, if they won't come to terms with how this could be a good thing, they would kind of be the a-hole. It's their money. But I think they might just have to be like, hey, we appreciate that you would have paid for this for us, but we'll just take it because we want to have this menu.
You can also like lightly, not gaslight, but lightly back them into a corner by like getting some people from your guests that you're inviting from, you know, a range of ages, and asking them like, would you mind if we had a vegetarian menu? Here are some examples of food that we may or may not choose, or that they've mm-hmm. already chosen, and like, I don't know, comparing it to other foods that they probably have eaten in their life. Be like, this is how it tastes, blah, blah, blah. And seeing the responses from those people, because I feel like they won't really care. They won't be like, oh, I hate vegetarian people and meals, like I could never stomach that. So if they come to their parents with that, like, well, we've talked to like a lot of our guests to get their opinions, and you were saying that you feel like people traveling from abroad or wherever wouldn't appreciate getting non-luxury food or no meat selections, but they're like, actually, we don't mind. I feel like that might influence the parents' decision to, I mean, I would hope so. Maybe they just would ignore it.
I would like to know where the family coming from abroad is coming from, because
where are they going to? Where do they live?
Yeah, because I don't know if these people are American or not, and maybe they just had American family that moved abroad and they're coming back, or what the case is. But like, say they were living in the Mediterranean or somewhere where you just have a lot of veggies in your food. I think it's an American problem that we just don't eat too many varieties of, and me included, we don't eat enough variety of vegetables. So when we're presented with eating vegetables, we're like,
honestly,
that's not going to be good. That's not going to be filling, but like, you can do so much with it. Like, they're not the a-hole is the,
the bigger picture. As Americans, when you're presented with anything that's other, they always got a problem with it. So they're just like, where's my meat? And that's the problem. So I feel like the parents just need to have another conversation with them and maybe be presented with a little bit of evidence from the guests that they don't care.
I think I'm going to keep tabs on this post because I want to know, like, what happens.
Yeah, I hope they don't deny them their meal payment, because that would be sad.
That would be, I just feel like that's such a minor thing to, and in the grand scheme of things, like, this is, your child's getting married. You should want them to have what they want for their day. It's not asking for too much to just have a vegetarian dinner. It's not.
I wonder if their parents has vocalized their dislike of, like, do they dislike people who are vegetarian, or is it just the fact that I have to go to your wedding and eat your food? Like, because it's giving, you know, you say, I'm not racist or I'm not this, but if it's you, it involves you as someone in my inner circle, I have a problem with it. And it's like, so you just have a problem with it. That's what it's feeling like. They never liked it. Now that it's something that they have to experience too, they're like, no.
Interesting that that's the takeaway for you from that, because I didn't really think that deep about it. I wasn't trying to, like,
I'm not trying build to call their our parents character, like, haters, but.
But yeah, that's that story. That's two wedding stories back to back. We got something
Here's
different.
Another wedding.
Oh.
I only had two. I'm getting the wedding stories out of the way. Okay. So this one is, am I the a-hole for not paying for my friend's eyelash extensions for her wedding? Well, this was slightly long, but maybe I can read through fast. Okay. My 26 female best friend, who is 25 female, and they called her Callie for the sake of the post, is getting married in a week, and I'm one of her bridesmaids, while our other best friend, who's 26 female, and they're calling her Sam, is the maid of honor. They are my best friends and have been through literally everything in my life with me. I can't say Callie has been a bridezilla by any means. You just said bridezilla. But she does have a very specific look in mind for her special day. I was told I needed to strip all the color out of my hair. It was blue and is now a chestnut brown, and had to get new foundation to cover my tattoos as well as shapewear. I did all of this because it's her day and it's not hard to re-dye my hair after or put foundation on my tattoos. The actual problem happened yesterday. Callie made an appointment for her, Sam, and I to get eyelash extensions because it will make the day easier, less makeup to worry about, and we all suck at putting on falsies. Me too. I've only tried like once though. Callie had asked all of the bridal party if we wanted to go, and only Sam and I said yes. To put it frankly, all of Callie's savings and money is going to the wedding, so she is currently low on funds to an extent, and Sam has never exactly been good at saving money. Meanwhile, I'm decent enough that I have some savings set aside and a low budget specifically for the wedding. I figured Callie had put aside money for these extensions and didn't think about it past my money. As we were checking out with our lash girl, I paid for mine and Sam paid for hers, but Callie just stood there looking at me. I asked her what was up and she just said waiting. She just said waiting for me. I asked what she meant and that we should hurry because we had a lunch thing to get to. She said she couldn't pay for her lashes and that she thought I knew I would be paying for them. I said that I was not aware and I should have been told beforehand because I couldn't tell sets of $200 lashes.
Oh gosh.
Whew. She said she assumed I would just know because of how much money has already gone into the wedding and Sam obviously couldn't pay for it. I said I would not be doing that because I simply could not afford it. If this had taken place before next week, it would have been more likely, but I can't now. She started raising her voice and dug out her wallet and paid with her credit card. Sam pulled me aside and said that that was crappy of me to not just pay and that I knew what this wedding meant to Callie. I said if it meant that much, why didn't Sam just pay then? I was told by the both of them that maybe it was best if I just didn't go to lunch and that they would talk to me in a couple of days. I know that this wedding means a lot to Callie. She has always wanted to be married, but I don't think it's fair of her to assume I would pay for the extensions just because she has stretched her budget thin. However, if I am in the wrong, I will find a way to make up for this, pay her back or something. So. This was 1 year ago.
Y'all are not very good friends to each other. Now, I think a lot of people have communication issues. I also am not the best at communicating, but like I try. For you to have not just clearly been like, hey, I'm not going to be able to afford my extensions. Can you help me out with this? Like, I don't understand how she thought the OP was supposed to know. Like, you made the appointment. You said you wanted right. to get this was your she idea. She wanted
her wedding party to all have these, I guess maybe the same type of eyelashes for, like, I don't know, better pictures or something. So that was her idea. Like,
if you knew you couldn't bride. Afford it, why would you bring that up? And if you knew you couldn't afford it, why didn't you ask? Like, maybe, like she said, she could have swung it if you would have asked in advance. But
I wonder if this is something that's happened before. Like, she paid for Callie's things at another point in time. So maybe in her mind, it's like, oh, well, she would do it. Like, she has done it, so she'll do it again. But I really don't like when people do that, when they assume just because something yes. happened in the past that you'll do it or you're able to do it again.
Like, just if you're listening,
ask again.
Do not assume these things, okay? If that is your dynamic with the person, okay. But more often than not, I'm pretty sure that's not the dynamic between two people. Don't assume, just ask. Just yeah, be clear. Just be clear. Like, just be clear. Be like,
I don't know how to interpret sometimes when people are like saying things or asking things to me. And I'm just like, I either take it really literally or I just can't pick up the, you know, the assumptions. And I'm like, then why are you getting mad at me? And then they'll like turn it on to them like, oh, but I'm the victim here because it's my wedding and this is supposed to be like a good day for me and you didn't pay for my lashes.
Because you didn't ask.
$200. I've never gotten my lashes done. I've never gone anywhere where you like the whole like facial and like eyebrows and lashes. I've never done that. So I didn't even think about how much it would cost. But that's a lot. Like, what do they? I've seen videos of people like doing like the cleaning and then they'll like sometimes depending on if it's like a semi-permanent lash or something, they'll like install them or whatever for it to last longer. And other yeah. times it's just like, oh, you just glue them on. So they, you know, spend a lot of time doing a massage and stuff. Maybe because of all of the services, it would be a lot of money. But I still don't know if it'd be $200. If they literally just went and got lashes done, though, without all the extra stuff, that's crazy. But anyway, if you get lashes on a regular, I commend you for putting aside that much, like, on a regular basis. But yeah, I don't know. Couldn't be me, I feel basically. Like she's not. She's not a problem.
She's not the a-hole here. And I hope.
And that's what everyone.
It's upsetting a little bit that her friends, like it was two against one. Like, why did Sam
wasn't a real one.
Because why couldn't she have paid? Like, neither one of y'all got money. I don't have money either, but I'm herself. More responsible. So why are y'all putting that was messed up. I hope.
And then she was mad because she didn't have enough because she budgeted low or like she didn't plan her own money for the wedding right. So that's on you, girly. Why are you coming at me like it's my problem that you're now out of money for your own wedding preparations? Oh, yeah,
it's not on that's not on her. If this was a year ago, is there like an update, a conclusion? Like did she make up with a friend? Did they like
not on the actual like post and it's archived now, so no new comments and stuff. So I wonder if it's within a comment. Oh, let's see. Someone had asked like for clarification if she asked before, and traditionally the bride has to pay for all that type of thing, so it's not your fault. And she was like, she for sure had not asked prior. She paid for my dress and shoes, but that's it. But I don't think they made like an overall. Here's an update of what happened. But yeah,
if we find it later, we'll just put it in the notes or something. But
wow.
Sam was the matron for
12 and 17 years.
So she was just a bridesmaid, but Sam was like the maid of honor. She should have had more financial responsibility, if anything. So anyway, yeah, she's not the a-hole. That's the verdict there.
Oh, the OP did say they've literally been through everything with me and me with them. I don't want this to be a friendship ender, but I think I need to reevaluate some things. Yikes.
That's it.
Yeah. She need to get her life together with Callie. But anyway.
Well, I found one that I saw a while back. This was from Facebook, not Reddit. Someone posted a screenshot thread with them and their boyfriend. It was a lady and her boyfriend. So I think this was around Mother's Day. The guy texted the girl, "Good morning, Buttercup." She was like, "Good morning." He was like, "How are you feeling?" "I'm okay." "Why are you being so dry?" "I'm a little annoyed, honestly." "What for?" he asks. "I didn't want to bring this up, but this has been bothering me since yesterday. I think it's weird that you didn't get me anything for Mother's Day, but you made sure his baby mom got gifts." And he was like, "How does me getting my child's mother a gift annoy you?" And she's like, "It's not really that you got her a gift. It's the gifts you got, and you got me nothing. We've been together for 6 months, and you didn't think I deserved anything for Mother's Day? I'm a mother, and anytime your child is around, I treat him like he's mine." The guy was like, "And I appreciate you for that. I tell you that all the time. I'm still lost on how this upsets you." And so she's like, she has her own man. "You could have taken your son to get her a small gift and maybe a card. And again, you got me nothing. Me, the woman you're with."
Okay. I was about to ask for clarification. So the two people texting are currently dating.
Yes.
And he gave his ex, I'm assuming ex, but like baby's mother, a gift. And she has children from another partnership.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, carry on.
So she was like, "I had to watch you drop your son off with a money bouquet, a necklace, card, etc. That's crazy as F to me. What are you not understanding?" He goes, "So let me get this straight. You mad because I got my child's mother a gift and she got a man? And you can't tell me who and what to spend my money on?" She said, "This is why I didn't want to mention this to you. If you don't see anything wrong with this, don't even worry about it." He was like, "Nah, let's talk about it." She said, "I'm good. You finna make me mad." And then he says a long paragraph. "Man, look, I'm not about to go back and forth with you about this petty ish. You sound childish as F. I told you happy Mother's Day, and I do appreciate what you do for my child, but we still fresh. I didn't feel I had to get you anything. If you don't get that, I don't know what to tell you. Somebody looks out for you on a daily, and you finna cry about one day because I got my..." Sorry, this is chopped up. Oh, I don't think I have the rest of the story. Oops.
Oh, no.
But yeah, he was like,
I mean, that's enough to go off.
Yeah, that's the issue here. He didn't see what he did wrong about not getting her a gift because he feels like, "Oh, we've only been dating for 6 months. I don't have to get you anything." But he went and got his son's mom a money bouquet, a necklace, a card, like a whole bunch of, like, a money bouquet. So that's fine and dandy that you still got a good relationship with her. And then, you know, I don't know, I'm not a parent, so I don't really know about co-parenting or whatever, but like, that's a good thing that you would have your son still get his mom stuff for Mother's Day. But if you're dating someone, 6 months is like a decent amount of time. And you couldn't even get the lady a card? Like, a card would have been a nice gesture. If you don't have a child with her, that's understandable. You don't have to get her something lavish, but not even a card is crazy.
I wonder if he has a relationship with her children at all.
You know what? When I saw that post originally, I just saw the post. I read some comments that was that. But when I went back to look for it today, she had one. It is.
That's a scroll.
Yeah. She posted a whole long thing about like how people in the comments must have been saying that she was overreacting or something, because she was like, "Let me try this again for those of you who have poor comprehension skills and no common sense, who are making up assumptions and scenarios about like all of the messages." But she was explaining how whenever her boyfriend's son is around, like if he stays for an extended time, she always makes sure he has a school lunch. She feeds him, takes him to school when she has to, when he's been sick before, she stayed up with him at night. Like, she cares for this kid like he's her own, like she said. And that she has no problems with the baby's mom. Like, they have a cordial relationship. There's no beef there. Mm. But she said, I'm all about reciprocity, which I never see that word. But like, if she does something for you, she expects you to reciprocate is what I'm getting from the message. Like, I didn't read the whole thing because it was an essay. But
at least 600 words.
But she was like, I'm not saying you had to go broke. I would have appreciated a card, maybe dinner or something, but
I assumed that he at least got her a card when you were first reading the thing. I thought gifts as in like extra, like
he didn't get her a thing. Hmm. Now she has a right to be upset about that because at the
very least.
At least a card, man. I'm saying like the thought would have counted in this case. Mm-hmm. But to get the baby's mom all of the stuff that he did, like he also could have just got her a card and balloons. Y'all aren't together anymore. So if your child is spending enough time with you and your current girlfriend that she's staying up with him while he's sick and stuff like that, then.
So he don't do all that for her kids.
I don't think she said. I'm not sure if she mentioned any of that, because that's not what's in this message. I'll go do some digging after this and find out, but.
You know, it's funny. I just watched a video like sometime last night about this lady. I don't know what show it was, but she was like handed a mic to ask a question to like the host, I guess. And it was similar to this in the, you have a prior relationship that you're still like in contact with, but whatever you do for them is not the same level as what you do for your current partner. And she basically worded it like, I still like look out for my ex. And the host was like, we're going to be right there because you don't need to do all of that for an ex partner. Like you're basically still his girlfriend at that point. And she was kind of doing a little much, yes. Like buying him things, like looking after. And I'm like, yeah, that's a little, it's giving you still want to be with that person, but I don't know her life. Maybe it was like deeper, more emotional. I don't know, but it reminded me of that. Cause I was like, that the woman who responded immediately was like, you don't need to extend so much energy in that sense to this person who you're no longer dating. Mm-hmm. And your current partner, she was also mentioning how her current partner had like an issue with that relationship. And I'm like, well, yeah, I can kind of see why.
Yeah.
It's giving like, you don't put the same level of energy into your current partner.
Which is crazy.
Which is weird. Cause like, why did you, is this like a rebound? Like, why are you dating them?
Yeah, if you still want to be with her, just say that.
And just be honest.
Or rather, if you don't want to be with me, just say that.
Just be honest. Like, so I know this isn't like, am I the a-hole? But I
think that boyfriend's the
a-hole. At first I was like, I don't know, girl, you sounded, and then he kept going. I was like, yeah. You couldn't even get the girl a card.
Like, that's the real issue here.
Like, and then I was thinking about the 6 months thing because I don't know how to perceive how long is good for certain stages of a relationship because I don't relate. But I was like, is 6 months short or 6 months long to people who date? Because if it's short to him or if it's short to the masses, then I was like, I don't know. Would he go all out for a Mother's Day present? But then I was like, well, 6 months is half a year and a year is long to me. So I was like, you know, it's enough time. If it was like 3 months or like 2 months, I'd be like, I don't know. Maybe he literally didn't even know her kids at that point. But 6 months is, I feel like that's not an excuse for him to just not do anything or at least acknowledge it.
I think because they don't have kids together, he does not have to go all out.
He don't see her as a mother, like in the same sense because he has a kid with another woman. So yeah, that he was,
yeah, that was just, yeah,
kind of in the wrong there, I believe. How are we doing on time?
You can do one more.
Okay. Let me try to find one that's short. I could also paraphrase it. Am I the a-hole? This is just becoming an am I the a-hole episode. Am I the a-hole for taking my girlfriend's lasagna home when she said I could?
Oh, okay.
Just let that simmer. So the OP is male. I don't know his age, but he's male. His girlfriend and him are both college students and she lives in her own apartment. The OP lives with his parents. So basically on a Sunday evening, she made homemade lasagna for their date night from scratch and it was really good. And he asked if he could take some back so his family could try it. And she was like, sure. actually verbatim, because this is important. I'm going to read this part verbatim. It was really good. So after we finished, I asked if I could take lasagna home for my family to try. She said yes. So he took the tray home with him. And she didn't walk him out to the door or anything. So she didn't see him take the tray. So on Monday, he got a text. She was asking, where's my lasagna? He was like, I took the tray home. And she was like, I said you could take some, not all of it. And I thought you were going to take some, not the whole thing. I spent most of my food budget for the week on it with the intention to eat leftovers for the rest of the week. Now I don't know what I'm going to eat. And he mentioned he felt bad and he said sorry, but she didn't tell him that he couldn't take the tray. And she felt it should have been obvious that she shouldn't take the whole thing because it was a really big tray. And he was like, to be fair to her, it was a really big tray. And his family of five only just finished the tray yesterday after eating it for dinner both nights. But he felt the size of the tray didn't matter. So, or it didn't, it wasn't obvious just from the size of the tray that he shouldn't take the full thing. So it says Monday night and last night. I'm assuming this is on a Wednesday. She was complaining that she had to eat instant noodles for dinner for the next few days because she didn't have money. And she asked if he could buy her a sandwich for lunch because he took her leftovers for the week. But he's upset because he feels like he shouldn't be obligated to buy her lunch just because of that. And that she called him an a-hole for not being willing to help her out. So he's asking, absolutely. So he's asking, you know, am I the problem? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's the fact that she texted him on Monday, hey, where's my food? Oh my God, I didn't say you could take the whole thing. He's posting this on a Wednesday. So I'm assuming maybe a lot of this went down between the Monday and Tuesday. His family still ate the food after he knew that she said you couldn't take all
two. He said it took them two days to eat it.
He was like, oh, she upset with me. Oh, I'm not supposed to take that. So anyway, dinner's on me. And they pulled out the leftovers from the fridge. Like, you just ignored that whole conversation.
He must not have told his parents that he wasn't supposed to. Because if his parents knew that he wasn't supposed to take all that lasagna back, if they were good parents, they would have been like, well, now you have to buy her food for the week because that was going to be her food for the week.
And he's upset that she's asking for a sandwich, which is not on the same level as buying all these ingredients for the lasagna and spending all that time prepping. And lasagna takes a while to cook.
Because really, he owes her more than a sandwich.
He really owes her like a couple meals, to be honest. So I'm like, how do you not see the problem? That's a lot of food. And he said, oh, can my family try it? That don't mean can my family have food for the next couple of days.
That's crazy.
I don't, and there's no eggs on it. This one was 5 years ago and it's also archived.
I hope she broke up with him.
I feel for her because, you know, the instant noodles in college, that's unfortunately relatable, but that's not something that you would want to eat for like half of a week because you no longer have
money. When you planned out
what you were going to eat and you cooked it, like it's your food. And I'm pretty sure she planned that whole date night too. It was probably at her apartment because he lives with his family. So it was at her apartment. She probably like cleaned, made everything nice because she wanted to be a good girlfriend, cook him dinner. And he just doing this, like that's how he repays her. I was mad when I first heard this.
Yeah. I can't.
That's ridiculous.
And you want to run to Reddit and out yourself like
right,
that?
Right. Like your girl asked for a sandwich and you go to Reddit.
Some people really just don't know that they're in the wrong. But I hope that he came out of this thread, because I'm sure everybody called him an a-hole.
I don't think he's responded.
Well, I hope he read that everybody was calling him the a-hole, and that because on Reddit it seems I don't have a Reddit account, but I've been on Reddit enough times that I kind of see how people are on there. So I'm sure people probably even elaborated on why, like tried to explain to him why he's the a-hole here. So I hope he took that to heart.
People are writing paragraphs. I see one that's three paragraphs separately in the same comment, like explaining how he's the a-hole big time. They started with, let's unpack this.
Oh, you know, that's never good.
So I'm still hung up on the, she texted him Monday and he's posting this after two nights of their family eating. Like,
that is crazy.
Family of five. So like, you know, it's a lot of hungry mouths in that household. Like,
that's crazy. I hope she found somebody better.
Yeah. And they're in college, so, you know, you got your whole life ahead of you, girl. I'm like, leave him. Whew.
And we did it at the same time again. So on an update from the last story that I told, because I actually did find the last piece of the text thread.
Okay.
When the guy was like, I'm not about to argue back and forth with you about this petty stuff. I look out for you on a daily and you finna cry about one day because I got my baby mama something and not you. Come on now. The girlfriend was like, you got it, bruh, with the 100% emoji. And he was like, I guess this is like a time skip or something. He was like, where you at? I'm about to come holla at you. She said, do me a favor and lose my effing number. So
she said, I'm making this decision right now.
You know, I feel like, so I've never been in a relationship, but I feel like you got, I might give you a second chance depending on what the first thing you did is. But if you do something like this to me and you just cannot see where I'm coming from and you don't think 6 months is, you think 6 months is still fresh. If you don't think we've put in enough time that you can take me seriously, we out of here. It's over. I'm not about to play a game with you. I'm not a child. We're not playing games like this. So you can go back to your baby mama because apparently you want to be with her.
Ask her man if y'all can co-parent together. That's
crazy. Because you're not about to blow all of that off. Like, a card, bro. I'm saying a card is all you needed.
A money bouquet is interesting. That's an interesting choice.
I don't know when this threat was from. I think it was earlier this year. I think it was this past Mother's Day. So I don't know if that was like a trend or whatever you get. Because, you know, like you have the diaper cakes for baby showers. Mm-hmm. I feel like a money bouquet is like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
it's like rolled up bills.
It is interesting, though. Like you're throwing money at her. You bought her a necklace. So that's also giving her money.
I don't know how big this bouquet was because that's a lot of money. Unless it's all ones or something. But
I don't know. Yeah,
probably. That's still like a lot. Like $40. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I hope he did. I hope she made sure he lost her number because that wasn't going to work.
Do me a favor.
I love her energy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this turned out to just be an Am I the A-hole and not crazy internet stories.
We have
but
enough
we'll get
for
there
another episode. Yeah.
This will probably be an every now and then we got more stories kind of thing because there are always crazy internet stories because it's the internet.
Crazy internet stories part one.
Yeah, maybe we'll name it that. But yeah, so if you had any opinions that were maybe different from ours, or maybe you agree with us, definitely comment. We would love to get some engagement. Yeah. And then if you want to submit any stories for the next time we do one of these, that's also fine. So yeah, make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Related Note Pod. Check out the audio version on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those places. And, yeah.
Until we yap again.
Bye. Bye.